This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How many firefighters are you looking for here in the region?
I mean, we'll take whoever we can get. That's the number one thing. There are some companies and departments that are doing better than others, but I don't think across the entire country there's a single organization that would turn down a number if we got too many people or not enough. We would take anybody.
How challenging is it to get volunteer firefighters these days?
You know, I think there is a challenge to it. I think sometimes there's a little bit more of a myth that some people think they can't do it. That is definitely something that is not true. We have the ability to train anybody who comes forward. All you need to have is a drive to better yourself and serve your community. You don't have to have any previous skills or any, you know, any extra certifications. We will provide all of the training, we'll provide all of the equipment, and we'll be happy to have you.
How much training goes into being a volunteer firefighter?
You know, it varies from company to company. Some companies have their own training regimens that they go through. There is a state-level number of hours that I don't know off the top of my head, but that is a course that you'll go through, and you'll go through that gradually. You can take courses. They have different types of courses that some meet nights, some meet weekends, some meet every day for 2 weeks straight. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it, and they cater to a lot of people's different schedules out there.
You mentioned some myths earlier about the training and all of that. What are some of those myths that people hear about that deter them from wanting to volunteer as a firefighter?
I think the number one myth is people think firefighter. Obviously, they think putting out fire. We do so much more than just putting fire out. There are EMS courses that you can go and you can become a paramedic through that, and you can get use that to leverage into a future job career if you want. Most fire companies will pay for you to get your EMT certification. There are rope rescue courses. There's water rescue courses where you can learn how to scuba dive and you can get your scuba certification paid for. There's so much more than just putting water on a fire. So you don't necessarily have to be that person that's going to run in with the hose. And I think that's the number one myth that we try to combat.
And for those who want to become volunteer firefighters, how do they go about doing it?
If you're in Erie County, you can always go on the Erie County website or Google search Erie County Fire Service Volunteer. Just about every fire company in the area has their own website. They have their own Facebook page. You can ask that you can search them, message them through their website, message them through Facebook. They'd be happy to have you.
And once you've gone through all the training, how much of a time commitment each week do volunteer firefighters have?
You know, volunteer firefighters give up their best resource that they have, which is their time. And the wonderful thing about most volunteer fire companies is you give the time when you have the time. Yes, there are requirements or percentages that you have to meet or maybe certain hours that you have to staff your fire hall. But the number one thing is at the end of the day, they work around your schedule. They work with you if you're off on Mondays and Tuesdays and you volunteer on Monday and Tuesdays, or maybe you volunteer at night or in the morning. I'll tell you this, if you have off during the workday 9 to 5, you're worth your weight in gold as a volunteer firefighter. The Recruit New York coming up, there are fire companies across the region and across the state that are going to be doing events and holding events at their fire halls or different places to try and drive up support. If you've never even thought about maybe becoming a firefighter or not, maybe you have, stop by and see. Some places will have their fire engines out. Some places will have activities for the family. It depends. Look on their Facebook pages. I know for the Gatesville Fire Company that I'm a member of, we're actually hosting a blood drive. So you can come give blood, and if you have any questions, we're happy to answer any questions you might have about potentially being a volunteer firefighter.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.